Hey there, fabulous humans. Welcome back to Grace Under Fire, your daily dose of courage and composure. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate this crazy beautiful thing called life with a little more grace, a lot more fire, and maybe a few less along the way. Today, we're diving into something that's near and dear to my heart. Mindful eating. Now, before you roll your eyes and think, oh, another wellness trend, hear me out. Mindful eating isn't about counting calories or depriving yourself. It's about cultivating a deeper connection with the food you put in your body, truly savoring every bite, appreciating its flavors, textures, and even its journey from farm to table. Think of it as a mini meditation for your mealtime. It's about bringing awareness to your senses, noticing how your body feels before, during, and after eating. Ever feel like you're just mindlessly shoveling food into your mouth while scrolling through social media? You know that feeling when you look down at your plate and realize you've already finished half your meal without even tasting it? Yeah, we've all been there. So, how does this mindful eating thing actually work? Here are 5 key takeaways to help you transform your relationship with food. 1. Slow down. Seriously, put down that phone, turn off the TV, and engage with your meal. Take smaller bites, chew thoroughly, and really taste the flavors. Think about the aromas, the textures, even the colors of your food. It's amazing how much more satisfying a meal can be when you savor every moment. 2. Listen to your body. Tune into those hunger cues. Are you truly hungry or just bored, stressed, or thirsty? Learning to differentiate between physical hunger and emotional cravings is key to mindful eating. When you're genuinely hungry, your body will tell you a rumbling stomach, a slight headache, even a little fatigue. Pay attention to these signals and eat accordingly. 3. Choose nutrient-rich foods. Mindful eating isn't about restriction or deprivation, it's about making conscious choices that nourish your body and mind. Opt for whole foods like fruits, vegetables, lean proteins, and whole grains. These foods provide the essential nutrients your body needs to function at its best, think glowing skin, boosted energy levels, and a sharper mind. 4. Be present. This is where meditation comes in. When you eat mindfully, you're fully present in the moment, focusing on the experience of eating rather than letting your thoughts wander. Notice how the food feels in your mouth, how it textures against your tongue, and the flavors that unfold with each bite. It's like a little sensory journey, a chance to appreciate the simple pleasure of nourishment. 5. Practice gratitude. Before you dig in, take a moment to express gratitude for the meal you have before you. Think about the people who grew, harvested, and prepared your food. Appreciate the abundance and nourishment it provides. This simple act of gratitude can shift your entire mindset and enhance the enjoyment of your meal. Let me tell you about this time when I was feeling super stressed. Deadlines were looming, emails were piling up, and my to-do list seemed endless. Instead of reaching for a bag of chips or the extra slice of pizza, which, let's be real, we've all done, I decided to try something different. I took a few deep breaths, sat down at the table, and really focused on my meal. I savored each bite of my salad, noticing the crispness of the lettuce, the sweetness of the tomatoes, and the tangy dressing. Instead of mindlessly shoveling food in, I was present, engaged, and actually enjoying what I was eating. You know what happened? Not only did it help me feel more grounded and centered, but I also realized that I wasn't as hungry as I thought I was. Sometimes, when we're stressed or anxious, we eat out of habit or boredom rather than actual hunger. By slowing down and paying attention, I could distinguish between the two. So remember, you don't need to be a master yogi or an expert chef to practice mindful eating. Just start with small steps. Put down your phone during meals, chew slowly, and pay attention to your body's cues. Over time, these simple changes can lead to a more positive relationship with food, increased self-awareness, and even a boost in your overall well-being. You got this. Alright, beautiful people, that's it for today. I hope you found these tips helpful and inspiring. Remember, you are capable of amazing things both on and off your plate. Now go out there, nourish yourselves, and rock your day. And don't forget to share your thoughts and experiences with me, tag me on social media, or leave a comment below. Until next time, stay gracious, stay fired up, and keep shining bright.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.